Welcome to the Parish Podcast. We are in a unique season as a church where we are unable to gather in person due to public health concerns from the coronavirus. And so instead, we are gathering digitally. We are leaning into community in this time and looking for the gifts in the midst of all of the challenges of this season. And one of the things that has become a gift right away is the opportunity to gather via Zoom on Sunday mornings. We are gathering each Sunday at 10 a.m. for a simple but sacred liturgy, a chance to anchor ourselves in the prayers of the church that have been around for thousands of years, a chance to see familiar faces, a chance to worship and pray, and still our hearts together in the midst of a noisy moment in our world. And so our first gathering on Sunday mornings was on Sunday, March 22nd, and we want to welcome you to engage that liturgy with us. You can go to the parish/march22, that is thepari.sh/march22, and there you'll find the liturgy that we're about to go through, and this is much more meaningful if you participate along. This is an everybody gets to play kind of service, and so we want to welcome you to follow along with the liturgy, to engage the parts that you see there that are your parts to say. And if you'd like, you can also find a video recording of this entire gathering on that same webpage. So without any further delay, we welcome you to worship from Sunday, March 22nd at the parish.
To all who are weary and need rest, to all who mourn and long for comfort, to all who feel worthless and wonder if God cares, to all who fail and desire strength, to all who sin and need a Savior, the church opens wide her doors with a welcome from Jesus Christ, the ally of his enemies, the defender of the guilty, the justifier of the inexcusable, the friend of sinners. Welcome. Join me now in this call to worship. Are any among us suffering? We will pray. Are any cheerful? We will sing songs of praise. Are any sick? We will call on the name of the Lord. Have any walked in the way of sin? We confess our sins to each other. And pray this with me. Father God, creator and sustainer of all things, we turn our hearts to you. Lord Jesus, author and finisher of our faith, we fix our eyes on you. Holy Spirit, comforter and counselor within, we open our hearts to you. Amen. Let's take a moment now and still our hearts as much as possible, to breathe and to loosen any tightness that you bring with you into this morning. Lord, open our lips, and our mouth will proclaim your praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I'm going to turn the recording now over to David Darnell, and he is going to lead us in a worship song. We can't unmute you all because crazy things would happen technologically, but we'll just sing together aloud in this time. So let me turn this over to David.
Morning, my friends. Thumbs up if you can hear me. Thumbs up if you can hear me. Okay, great. All right, let's sing together. We will feast in the house of Zion.
the house of Zion, we will sing with our hearts restored. He has done great things. We will say together, we will feast and weep no more. We will not be burned by the fire. He is the Lord our God. We are not consumed by the flood. Upheld, protected, gathered up, and we will feast in the house of Zion. We will sing with our hearts restored. He has done great things. We will say together, we will feast and weep no more. In the dark of night, before the dawn, my soul be not afraid, for the promised morning, oh how long. O God of Jacob, be my strength, and we will feast in the house of Zion. We will sing with our hearts restored. He's done great things. We will say together, we will feast and weep no more. Every vow we've broken and betrayed, you are the faithful one. And from the garden to the grave, oh, bind us together and bring shalom, and we will feast in the house of Zion. We will sing with our hearts restored. He has done great things. We will say together, we will feast and weep no more. And we will feast and weep no more.
Thanks for singing with me, guys.
Thanks, David. Now we are going to meditatively reflect on Psalm 23. I'm going to read through it twice, so feel free to settle in as I read. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He lets me rest in grassy meadows. He leads me to restful waters. He keeps me alive. He guides me in proper paths for the sake of his good name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no danger because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they protect me. You set a table before me right in front of my enemies. You bathe my head in oil. My cup is so full, it spills over. Yes, goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the Lord's house as long as I live. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He lets me rest in grassy meadows. He leads me to restful waters. He keeps me alive. He guides me in proper paths for the sake of his good name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no danger because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they protect me. You set a table for me right in front of my enemies. You bathe my head in oil. My cup is so full, it spills over. Yes, goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the Lord's house as long as I live. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. All right. We are going to move into a time of prayers of the people. And even though I'll be the only one speaking during this time, there will be just a break for you all to offer your prayers as well. So I'm going to cancel my spotlight video so that we can just see our whole community in this time. And that way we all can feel as though we are praying together as a community. Join with me. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. O God, in view of the great love and mercy you have shown us, we pray now for our world. You hear us calling. You hear us calling, O Creator. We plead before you, Jesus, for all today who are in need of your merciful love and protection. For our families and friends and neighbors and world, for those celebrating new life and for those grieving loss, for newborns who, because of social distancing, cannot yet see their family, for the elderly who fear they may never see their family again, for those concerned of their financial future and those who fear and grieve the loss of health, for children who need the food and support and stability found in their classrooms, and those now stranded in homes that are not safe places. For single parents who are under-supported and overworked. For healthcare workers putting themselves at risk that the world might be healed. For those on the margins of our society who suffer silently, invisibly, in fear of being known. For our neighbor who is not reacting to this moment in the way we think they should. For all of these, we pray. Take a moment now and lift up your prayers for our world in this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we plead before you, Jesus, for your church. Sorry, I lost my place. I'll start that over. We plead before you, Jesus, for the life in this world, which sometimes feels like shifting sand around us. For the many things we assumed were anchored, but now have broken loose. For routines we trusted that are now untethered. For that which we relied on and that which we took for granted, for that which was readily available yesterday, yet scarce today. For these things we feel acutely powerless and out of control, and so we pray, Lord, be with us. Hear our cry, come to our aid and send your spirit full of comfort. Take a moment now and lift up anyone who you know, who might be in need in any way during this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We plead before you, Jesus, for your church to remember and put flesh to its significant calling in times like these. For all we miss when we cannot gather together in Christ, we ask for comfort. For mothers and fathers, leaders, scientists, politicians, entrepreneurs, and healthcare workers who rely on Jesus, we ask for faithfulness. For the pull we feel towards self-gratification, self-reliance, self-provision, and self-protection, even when at the expense of our neighbor, we ask for mercy. For your church, so satisfied with food that we forget to offer our lives as bread, we ask for a new beginning. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Take one more moment now and lift up any remaining prayers that feel heavy on your heart. Jesus, we bring these prayers to you, trusting that you hear, trusting that we are now in the care of another and do not need to rely on ourselves. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. And now the good news from Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. If you're just joining us again, you can get the liturgy on our website at parishanglican.org and click the green bar in the top and continue to follow along with us. Let's take a moment now and we'll move into a time of confession and a time of assurance as we remember both how we have contributed to the lack of flourishing in the world and how God invites us to return home and assures us that we remain safe in his love. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Join with me. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done, and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Take a moment now for a silent confession of your own sins as you wait in God's presence. The Lord has already shown you mercy. The Lord has already had compassion on you. The cross of Jesus has turned mourning into dancing and washed clean the ashes of repentance. Jesus strengthens our weak knees when we still have a long way to go. So be free. We are forgiven. Laugh out loud. We are forgiven. Love God with everything. We are loved. And take a moment now to receive God's merciful love and to say thank you to him in response. All right. Well, as you know, at the parish, the highlight, the culmination of our gatherings each week is not the sermon, it's not the music, it is the Lord's table. And at the table, we come forward and have a meaningful encounter with Jesus in a very real way as we encounter the bread for our wholeness and the blood for the forgiveness of our sins and the sins that really hold the whole world captive. Jesus makes a new way and meets us at the table each week. And so one of the biggest challenges in this time, one of the things I miss the most, is that we are not able to serve communion in a physical way. But throughout time and history in the church, that has been something that this is certainly not the first time that that has happened. And so there's lots of times where those could not participate in communion, times in persecution and martyrdom, imprisonment, famine, sickness, and warfare. In fact, the Book of Common Prayer for the Armed Forces has a specific prayer for those on the battlefield that are not in a place to be able to receive communion, but desire to do so in their hearts. And so this is called the Sacrament of Desire. And it is a time when the body and blood of Jesus cannot be received, the elements cannot be received physically, but the desire to do so remains spiritually in our hearts. And so the Book of Common Prayer says that that sacrament of desire may be made, and that anyone who truly repents and steadfastly believes that Jesus Christ has suffered death on the cross for him or her, remembers the benefits of the cross and gives thanks, that person doth eat and drink of the body and blood of our Savior, even though he does not receive the sacrament with his mouth. And so in keeping with that tradition, the idea here is that we will make a spiritual communion with our Lord and receive him in a meaningful way through this time. So would you join me in the liturgy of the Great Thanksgiving? The Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. We praise you and we bless you, holy and gracious God, source of life abundant. For before time, you made ready the creation. Your spirit moved over the deep and brought all things into being, sun, moon, and stars, earth, wind, and waters, and every living thing. You made us in your image and taught us to walk in your ways. But we rebelled against you and wandered far away. And yet, as a mother cares for her children, you would not forget us. Time and again, you called us to live in the fullness of your love. And so this day, we join with the saints and angels in the chorus of praise that rings through eternity. Lifting our voices to bless you, we say, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Glory to you, O Lord Most High. Is the Father with us? He is. Is Christ among us? He is. Is the Spirit here? He is. This is our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we are his people. We are redeemed. Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of our faith, that Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Would you join with me now as we say this sacrament of desire? Now in union, O Lord, with the faithful at every altar of your church, where the great Thanksgiving is celebrated, I desire to offer my praise and thanksgiving to. I present to you my soul and my body with the earnest prayer that I will remain united to you. And since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, I pray that you would come to me spiritually. I unite myself to you and embrace you with my soul's affection. Let nothing separate me from you, that I may live and die in your love. Amen. And now, as our Lord has taught us, we are emboldened to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I'm going to send the screen back to David, and he's going to lead us in a closing song, The Way. That was the wrong David. Sorry.
David Bettis can sing along. I'd love
Come
that.
On, David Bettis. Come on, David. Sorry, Bettises.
I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe that through every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, I believe that you are my fortress, you are my portion, you are my hiding place. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe that through every blessing, through every promise, through every breath I take, I believe that you are provider, you are protector, you are the one I love. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are. And it's a new horizon, and I'm set on you, 'cause you meet me here today. Mercies that are new, and all my fears and doubts, yeah, they can all come too, because they can't stay long when I'm here with you. It's a new horizon, and I'm set on you, and you meet me here today. Mercies that are new, and all my fears and doubts, yeah, they can all come too, because they can't stay long when I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are.
Well, as we move to conclude our gathering, we are going to anchor ourselves on the cross of Christ as we do every week. We're still in the Lent season, and so we slightly have adapted this liturgy, but join with me as we anchor ourselves in the work of Jesus on the cross. All our problems, we send to the cross of Christ. All our difficulties, we send to the cross of Christ. The trials of the desert, we send to the cross of Christ, and all the devil's works we send to the cross of Christ. And if you'll open your hands and receive the blessing as we prepare to go. Friends of God, this week, may you find God coming to you through your life, disguised in the moments of joy, unexpected family time, frustration, health, sickness, and everything else that you may experience this week. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you in the wilderness and protect you in the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay on if you'd like to be divided into a room for 3 good minutes. Otherwise, have a great day.